have joined us any time in the last year since the beginning of August, this will be a new experience for you. And some of you have been around when we've done this in the past. We do it every year. Today is our annual water ceremony. And as I mentioned earlier, I always think for our visitors, what a good day to show up. Because a lot of times people come here because they're looking for community. They're looking for more than just spiritual inspiration. They're looking for a person to and people to have conversation with about that. This is a good day to get to know who you're here with. Because what will happen in a few minutes is people will be invited to come forward. And some of them will have brought water of their own, and some of them will use this. When I poured earlier this morning, I poured this water on behalf of Niagara Falls, because that's where I went this year. And it's very hard to collect water in Niagara Falls. So you can speak to where you've been. You can pour the water you brought, or you can pour water from here, and we've got plenty. There's more water there, and I know where to get more if we need it. So the idea of pouring water, first of all, is to remember that water is the universal solvent. It's water that carved the Grand Canyon, isn't it? It's the universal solvent. It's the thing that reminds us that walls can be broken down between us. It reminds us that there is a flow and a movement to life, that there is an ebb and flow to our manifesting, that there are small, soft, gentle movements in life and big gully washer days, aren't there? And so when we step into this relationship with each other, we can plan on having all of those things. I always think it's important that once a year we bless this community together, that we decide what it is we want our community to be blessed with, and that you have an opportunity to hear each other. And so we do this ceremony for that reason. So you will be invited to come and pour water this morning. It's not a requirement. You don't get a gold star if you do it or you don't. It's what's called from your heart. There may be moments where we're waiting to see if the next person is called forward. I always encourage you to pause for just a moment and ask, is it my turn? Because there's something about that. There's something, if you pause for a moment, you'll feel when it's time for you to get up. You'll feel it. And when we do that, we come from our heart in a different way, because we're really listening from here. We're really embodied down in this form. I also ask that you speak in pearls, that you remember there are many of us here. And so you think about what it is you want to say. Sometimes coming up here can make people laugh, and sometimes coming up here can make people cry, and either one of those or anything in between is completely fine. This is a place this is a safe place for being who you are and sharing the blessing that you have. And whether this is your first time here or your 31st time here or your 331st time here, your blessing is welcome. So I'm going to start, and then I'm going to go sit down there and take in the sweetness that you offer. If you are here and your hope is just simply to witness, if this is not something you want to come up and do, but you want to hear it, I want to remind you that your hearing has power. So long as you let it go to your heart, that you actually pause for a moment and think about what was just said and what it means to you, and receive the gift of the blessing. So I am going to pour this once again from the biggest body of water I saw this year, which was Niagara Falls. And Mark and I, we went when we were on our summer vacation. We went there. We've been there one other time. And we went this time. Last time we just watched the fireworks and were above. This time we went down on the boat and off into the mist. Have any of you ever done that? A couple of you. Like, it's massive amount of water. You can barely open your eyes. It's so, when you get back into that horseshoe, wow, the amount of mist that's in the air and the power, the sheer force and power of that those many waterfalls is just beyond words. And what it makes me think of for us is the sheer force and power of the holy. That sometimes we have to close our eyes when we're in our closest relationship with the holy, because we have to go so deep inside to be able to take on that power, to be in relationship. And so my blessing for this community is that we would know the holy inside our own being so strongly that we would feel and be able to move that divine power that is so needed in our world today. Thank you. Please come up as you feel called.
I just returned from a conference, and this is the pearl that I feel like I returned with. I attended several sessions that were where the speakers were a panel of social workers or counselors, and one of those shared this, and it's I'll put it in the form, I guess, of a blessing. But it is my hope and prayer that I and this congregation will meet the words and the behaviors of our fellow congregants, our fellow, our friends, our family members, and even strangers. Maybe the stranger that cuts you off at the intersection. Not with judgment, and not even with acceptance, because that's not always an authentic response, but with curiosity. And that's my... Well, this year, I went to Austin and saw the devastation of the hurricane and how much people helped each other. It was just people opening up their hearts and helping each other survive that. And then I will share with you three affirmations that I share every day. The first one is from Florence Shin. And it goes, Infinite Spirit, lead me and guide me to my divine destiny. And then the second one that I say every day, which is my affirmation, is, and it's in order specifically, in importance, and well, anyway, I am spirit, love, wholeness, creativity, abundance, freedom, joy, light, beauty, and peace. And then my last one is from Catherine Ponders, and it goes like this. Large, rich, opulent, financial gain is mine now.
In my life, I wear many hats and I talk a lot. And I love talking, but I heard something that really felt good to me, and it was God gave us two ears and one mouth. And I think that hearing and listening is almost more important than talking sometimes, because we identify sometimes not with our true self, but hearing other people's stories and words can be so beautiful. I got this morning, collected rainwater from our vegetable garden, so I'm shaking.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm short, I know. Thank you. I lived in Florida for 4.5 years and left in December 2013. And this is my hope. I was pre-red tide, that this water symbolizes, probably should put some salt on it because it's all water, that this water symbolizes the rebirth, and I call them my babies, of all the creatures that were lost and poisoned because of the red tide. And for myself, that maybe has been poisoned by myself. So I thank you, and I'm glad to be here.
For me, the water represents a reconnection, especially with family. My husband and I made a trip to Chicago in May and reconnected with my cousin Alice and her husband Jim, and they have two daughters whose weddings we attended, and those two daughters now have between them 5 children, who we had never ever met, the oldest of which is 12. So we had a really wonderful time meeting the little kids and reconnecting with the rest of the family. And nothing, you know, really spectacular like Niagara Falls, just being together and sharing. And I also found out why I'm here and not in the Lutheran church, because they make you feel really bad when you go to their services.
Hi, my family and I returned yesterday from Maui, and so we spent a week in the mother, that's what the ocean feels like there, and we snorkeled with sea turtles, and some of us got a little sick on the boat into her waters. We got drenched in the forest there from rain, and the islands of Hawaii represent the chakras, and Maui is the second chakra, so creativity. So my blessing for my family and this community is that we may surf the waves of the world right now with creativity and abundance and color.
Every morning I wake up and I say, thank you, God, for another day. This water is from the duck pond in Shriver Park at the south end of Manitou. And it makes me think of new beginnings and growth of the ducks.
Beautiful Sunday morning it is, and I'd like to thank you for allowing me to come here today. My name is Scotty the Dog Man, and a brief story is that my life began at the age of 20 when I landed in Manitou Springs. I've been a resident for 45 years. When I began in Manitou, I learned an important lesson, or I began learning the gift of love. And throughout my life, I have valued it more than most anything else I've acquired. I have close friends, I have dogs that I love, animals, and I hope my wish today is that love be shared by all. And it is very important that we keep that love in our heart, that we discuss that love, and that we share it with all around us. I also would like to thank you, Ariana, for sharing the gift of love with me, and I feel very safe, very privileged, and very proud to join you each time. Thank you all very much.
You know, one thing we forget, we take water for granted. And where would we be if we didn't have water? Look at the fun our children and grandkids, big kids, small kids. You jump in a fountain when it's hot. You jump in the ocean, watch the sharks. And there are so many things. You love the kids in the summertime when it's hot. They run around and play in the sprinklers. But water is so precious to all of us. And without water, we wouldn't survive.
Good morning. I just want to take a minute to thank Jesus for dwelling within me to provide blessings for my children, my wife, and myself. And also I want to thank God, however you happen to see him, for watching over our congregation and our beautiful nation. Thank you.
This water represents two things. This summer, we got to go to Lake Tahoe, and I got to spend time with my brother and sister. And we kayaked, and we boated on Lake Tahoe, and it was just so wonderful, and my husband and I decided we're going to take up kayaking. So we bought a kayak, and we went a few places last weekend kayaking, but we went yesterday just to Quail Lake, and it was just so beautiful, and I'm just so grateful for that, because I'm not, you know, I'm not a strong swimmer at all, and so that wasn't really something I ever thought of, but with the life vest, I feel safe on still water, on calm water, and it was just such a beautiful connection to nature and to spirit, and so this water represents that. I got some water from Quail Lake, and I left it at home, so this morning I said, where can I get water? So I got this back from the kitchen, and then I felt like it was also representing this community and the wonderful nurturing of this community has meant to me, the wonderful love and friendship. And so my blessing for the community is for fun, connection, and friendship.
So many short people around here. So this is what it's like up here. It's bright, lots of people looking at me. I'm Wiccan, and a nature lover and a nature reverer, if that's a word. And water is really my element, so I think it's awesome that we have a water ceremony. This year, I went absolutely nowhere. Actually, that's not true. This year, in the past 12 months, almost exactly the last 12 months, I went into the abyss. The last 12 months have been very, very hard on me for a number of reasons. Like a lot of people, when life really gets you down and really gets you worried, I come away from my spiritual practice and I tend to kind of just shut down and everything. So one of the wonderful things that this place has been for me is not only a sanctuary, which is a wonderful name for this place, but a place where I can be with so many people who are so supportive and loving. There's more than one person in this room right now who has saved my life, literally. I'm looking at you, Ariana. And so my blessing for this congregation and this building and everyone who comes to it is to feel the same sanctuary and safety and inspiration and comfort and help that I've gotten in the last 12 months.
I haven't been anywhere so far this year. I am going to Santa Fe in a few weeks, but this, I have been to the dog park many, many times this year, at Bear Creek, and this water is from Bear Creek. That is a beautiful place for me to connect with nature, and I just hope you all get a chance to experience that.
Thank you.
There was a nice lady sitting on the bank who filled them, because I couldn't get them.
Well, my water is filtered water from my house that has been energized in the sun. And it reminds me of the beautiful beaches of Florida where I grew up. I've always found the beach going into the ocean as being just so healing. And so my blessing for the Unity community is that every person of the community be blessed with good health, happiness, prosperity, abundance, and spirituality. Let's see if I can get this open.
At a time moving into a harvest, I wanted to send a blessing to all of the farmers and people in agriculture to provide food for us. This is rainwater that has helped nourish our garden and our family.
I want this ceremony to remind us that as we leave this place with the love in our heart, to spread it like rainwater over the planet.
Good morning, everyone. This is alkaline water. God has blessed me with my health this year. It's been a long journey back to health. This has been a huge part of it. So for this community, sorry, I want everyone to have great health and love, because that's what matters. That's what will get you through everything with God. Thank you.
Last October, Russ and I were blessed to be able to take a trip of a lifetime to Peru to see not only Machu Picchu, but we got to take a rafting trip down the Urubamba River. And then this June, we drove up to Canada and went to Banff National Park, where we saw beautiful Lake Louise and Lake Moraine and some beautiful mountain streams. And there's nothing I enjoy more than sitting next to a mountain stream. It just mesmerizes me. I could sit there all day. And that reminds me of a phrase that's been a mantra of my life, go with the flow. And so my blessing for our community is that we remember to go with the flow and trust that the divine will lead us where we need to go.
water came from our water last year. And I sang an Algonquin water blessing song over it this morning on the way down. And I was thinking maybe I'd sing it now, but I don't know that I will.
You who make and form this community, and the intentions that you hold for what this community will be, for who we are and what we do in the world, that's what makes us who we are and allows us to do what we do in the world. So whether you stood up here and poured water or not, I want to thank you for what you hold in your hearts around Unity Spiritual Center in the Rockies, for your commitment to this place, and for the good work that is fostered because of you. It is the heart of every person in this room that makes that possible. And the heart of every person who is not in this room today. And so I will pour for them. And inside this little bottle is rose oil. And this particular rose oil, I've been nursing this bottle of rose oil for as long as I've been here. Some of you are nodding because you've seen it. This was pressed, hand pressed by a sweet friend of mine whose name is Heidi. And Heidi is a healer and an elder in her own tradition, and she made it for ceremony. She made it to bring forth the holy, to remind us of our deep connection to one another and all that is. And so I want to add just a drop. Nope, okay, maybe three drops. We offer thanks and know that these waters are blended, that these blessings are received, and that we as one go forth as one community, one heart, in the good work we are guided to do. And so it is. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You have a song for us?